Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's meeting with Jacksonville.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. Good practice, and we're pointed towards Sunday night against an excellent Jacksonville team. Played them quite a bit the last few years, and we know what's in store, and we're looking forward to the opportunity. A couple roster moves. We brought in Malik Cunningham. He had a chance to come over here and be a part of our team. We're very excited about that. I feel like he's got a great future in the league, and so he was at practice today. And then Devin Duvernay is on the short-term IR. We'll expect him to be back for the playoffs. So, but our first job is we got to get there before we can talk about that. So that's our goal. What questions you have?
John, with Malik, now you have four quarterbacks. How would you just kind of describe the, what would be kind of the point? Because not a lot of teams have the four quarterbacks.
No, it's definitely different, unique situation. From a quarterback perspective, it's a future type of a move. I think Eric would describe it as that. So he can he'll practice it. He was out there practicing at quarterback today early in practice, but he'll also work at wide receiver and work on special teams too. And things he was doing in New England already, that's what he's doing there as far as practicing as well. So we'll, you know, he's a very talented person, you know, so he'll contribute every way he can. But we'll stay with the four quarterbacks. That's the way we'll do it, and he'll contribute in a lot of different ways at this point in time.
Coach, you saw Kyle Hamilton after. How do you think he's moving around with that
bridge? I thought he moved pretty good. You know, I was pretty happy to see it. He wasn't a full participant. He was out there for most of the practice, did as much as he could, and we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on.
John, obviously, health is a big part of this game. How impressed are you just with your team, even despite your own injury issues, to still have all 53 guys on the field today in December?
Right. Yeah, that's a plus for us. We're happy about that. You know, you guys have been around here the last few years, so. That's a major plus for us. So, but we've got to go out there with all of our 53 and everybody else and play our best game on Sunday to have a chance to win this game.
John, you've had years where you've been very aggressive on fourth and short. This year, I don't think not as much in this last game. A couple situations of fourth and short, you punt or go for the field goal. Mm-hmm. Was that matchup based in this last game? And is the unit at a place where you feel comfortable going for fourth and short, or is there growth to be made there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always growth to be made. I mean, you know, so I'll say all of the above, but there was no fourth and like ones or less than ones in this game. There were more two and threes, if I remember right. You know, I have to go back and look at that. So you just take every situation as it goes in the game, you know, how you feel about adding points and the risk in terms of making the field goal, where you're at as far as punting. I think all that goes into it. I don't think there's any grand – really, you know, assessment compared to other years, really. Just trying to do the best we can. We definitely have confidence in our ability to get it. So we'll see what happens going forward.
What do you see from Trevor Lawrence on tape?
I see a really good quarterback. You know, I mean, it's a big, broad question, Ryan. You know, you kind of opened a lot of doors for me there, you know. What do you think of Trevor Lawrence? I think he's really good. You know, he's big. He can throw really good. He can run really good. What else can I say? The guy's one of the best quarterbacks in football. So that's what I see on tape.
John, Justin Madubuike now, I think, has this streak of a half sack in like 10 straight games. How impressive is that, especially for an interior defensive line?
Well, is there a record? It's got to be some kind of record, doesn't it?
He'll tie a record. Yeah, tie a record with one more. It'll be 11.
Okay, well, I'm for that. I'm for tying the record, and I'm for beating the record. And I'm for extending the record, you know. He's having a fantastic season. It's just not surprising, you know. I mean, you saw it as all through the years, but I saw it in training camp. We all did, and he works hard every day. He's humble. He's determined. He's confident, and he wants to be the best player he can be. He plays for his team. There's nothing about him that isn't an A+. And to see him have that kind of success, you know, that's awesome.
John, like, what do you like about him, given his unique skill set in terms of, obviously you mentioned the receiver angle, part of that in terms of what he could, you know, potentially do?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how he develops. I mean, he's a quarterback. You know, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he's here to play quarterback and develop as a quarterback, and that was kind of the future move. You know, down the road, that's just an opportunity. I think when you're a general manager, you've got to look for all those opportunities, and Eric is you know, he's the best, so he does that, and that's part of it. But in the meantime, you know, he's talented enough and willing enough to help any way he can. So that's kind of how you see it. Well, I mean, T, you know, is a quarterback coach. You know, he's been a quarterback coach in his career. He's been an offensive coordinator. You know, he played quarterback at obviously pretty well at Tennessee and then in college. My brother worked with him at the Raiders. So I've always seen T as a quarterback coach in that sense. He did a great job with the wide receivers, and when we were, you know, just looking to kind of see what we were going to do in terms of taking the step that we've taken in the off season, it just made a lot of sense to ask him to interview. And I'll say this, when he did interview for it, he did a tremendous job. I mean, really, really great job. Just kind of blew me away. Not that I was surprised by it, but you know, I was kind of expecting it, but then you see it and you're like, wow, this T was, he's the guy for the job, you know, and he's just done a great job.
John, the Dolphins lost since the last time we talked to you, so you guys are in the number one spot in the conference now. I know you don't like to get ahead of yourself. Is there some excitement for the team in having that goal of the number one seed out there to chase so clearly? Or?
You know, it's no one. There's no number one seed. There's no such thing as that right now. There's just because they put a bracket up on TV screen doesn't mean anything. It's what you do. So our guys understand that we've got to go earn everything we get, and if we earn it, then that's we'll get it, and if we don't earn it, we won't. So we're going to try to win as many games as we can, climb as high as we can, but really just play one play at a time as well as we can, compete as hard as we can every single play, every single series, every single quarter, every single game, and that's our focus, and that's really all we're thinking about. Yeah, everybody has a unique kind of path, and to see guys that come up in different paths other than, you know, the traditional offense coordinator, quarterback path is good. And there's great coaches who do it that way too. But, you know, I think one thing about that particular route that you're talking about is the opportunity to be really well-rounded in terms of the game management, dealing with the roster decisions, being able to kind of have a relationship with all different players on the team. And then also being involved, most of the special teams coaches have coached different positions over the course of their career, offense, defense as well. So just being able to have an umbrella kind of an understanding, I think, is a big advantage that they have that's kind of been overlooked a little bit over the years. And I think more of those guys should get an opportunity. I hope somebody does soon again. You know, like to think it worked okay. It worked out pretty good the last time. So hopefully one of those guys will get a shot soon.
John, how well do you think Todd Monken's personality has fit in? I'm talking about specifically in like meeting rooms. Players seem to really appreciate his kind of, you know, loud, boisterous kind of style.
Yeah. I mean, he's got, everybody's got their own style, and Todd's style is Todd's style, you know, and it's his personality, and it's really good, and he's a very good teacher. He's a very good, he expresses things really well. He's a great communicator. He makes it very clear, you know, what he's looking for, and he does it in a real energetic kind of way, you know, and it's a fun way. And I don't know. I just I think he's a great football coach, doing a great job, and I agree. The players have latched onto it, and they appreciate it, and you know. So.
As it relates to the game on Sunday, Josh Allen, he's having one of his better seasons rushing the passer. What have you seen from him and the challenge that he might pose?
Right, Josh Allen, you know, usually coming off our left side, he's gonna have to. We're gonna have to account for him in everything we do. But you know, gosh, I mean, the whole front, they got a really good guy on the right side, and they got two guys back and those two guys up that play all the time that are really good too on the edges, and they've got two great inside middle linebacker, inside backers, and that front is pretty dominant too. So this is one of the best defenses in the league, and we're getting ready for him.
John, you said after Sunday's game, you remarked how much time Lamar had to throw and to not scramble. I think Ryan, to redeem him from his earlier broad question, shared a clip of Kevin Zeitler kind of shifting over size to catch Aaron Donald in a block that freed up Lamar for one of the scrambles. What has that unit been asked to do in terms of pass blocking, and why do you think they've been successful in games like Sunday?
Well, I think we've seen, we talked about, the challenge this week, and I told the guys in the meeting this morning, but we've also seen the best in the league. And that's been week after week here in the last month or so or more. I think the offensive line have done a phenomenal job. And I put the running backs in that category, too, as far as pass blocking. But that was you're talking about passing off a game and a twist, which is what Jacksonville does a ton of. They're really good at it. They're going to have to be great at that. But that's what offensive line play is. And our guys – I think our guys are the best in the business. I'm proud of those guys. I think Joe and Mike do a great job, but I think we have really great players that really just work hard every single day at all the details, kind of that blue-collar work, to make it pay off like that on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All set? Okay, thank you.